My mother has a huge family. And every year, they have a family reunion. And she's always trying to get me to go. Come on, let's go. I haven't gone since I was a little kid. Finally, she wore me down. All right, let's go. It was getting our family reunion on, you know, bean bagging and horseshoes. It's a 3-day affair. And my mama said, look ahead. You got a cousin that lived up in Malaysia. You lived in Malaysia. I want you to go talk to her right away. She's right over the hill. Get over there. All right. How you doing? What's going on, La? Bahasa Malaya, La. And she's like, I don't speak none of that nonsense. My mom tells me you lived in Malaysia. Did you have a good time over there? Better still, I got a question for you. Uh-huh. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior? Well, you know what? My religion is kind of complicated. And, you know, I'm just live and let live right now. We're just in the middle of this family reunion. I asked you a question. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal savior? It was real nice meeting you. I'm gonna go stand over here now. And she said, what? Excuse me, what did you say? Hey. You speaking in tongues at me? I don't appreciate people speaking up in tongues at me. Please stop speaking in tongues at me. Guess what? You ain't the only one that can speak in tongues. I gave right back as good as I got. And she's getting it. And you gotta understand, speaking in tongues around my family is like hitting the 911 button. People came, it's an emergency. People came quick, running, top speed. What is going on? And I am the obvious interloper. So they start speaking in tongues, helping out. And the force is strong with them. The force is strong, so they're pushing me back, right? And finally, I know I got to give up the ghost, and I start running back over the hill. I'm running over there at top speed myself. I'm gone. And there my mother is, drinking some lemonade. So, son, did you meet your cousin?